losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Matches up in front of you.
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling? Yeah. Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me. Well, currently I'm McCarthy manager, actually. I hope to get to Swerve someday.
Look, you know what? This is Swerve's house. Swerve wants to come over at Swerve's house. I don't care.
It's fine.
Hop on the podcast wherever. It'd be cool.
It would be cool.
Next time you're in Ohio.
Let's talk.
I'll cook you dinner. I'll make a steak. Oh, it'll be cool. Oh, good time.
I need to get more of your pizza.
Yeah. Oh, I could do that. I could make pizza for all of us.
Monday Night Raw. It's like Vince says, like someone's coughing about furball.
It's probably what he was trying to go for.
Monday
make it
Night
sound
Raw.
This way, gross and craggly, and raw.
And make it sound raw. Yep, and damn it.
Yeah, that's probably what he was thinking.
Drew McIntyre interrupted Cody Rhodes' kick off the show.
I thought that was fun. It's a really good promo.
CM Punk is going to randomly have a face-to-face with Cody Rhodes next week.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why are we interjecting CM Punk and Cody Rhodes' business now? Tired of it. Tired of it already. Sick of it.
Drew McIntyre even alluded to their short time together in AEW.
He did. Did.
And I went, I'll be a dipped in shit.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I was like, he went there.
But I mean, and I think that was a really good class of like how you reference the other company without
referencing
the other company. That was perfect. It was very well done.
I was like, because he talked about it for a short time. You knew how he was more recently than the rest of us. I'll be damned if that ain't true.
Technically. Kind of not really, though. Cody was out of there pretty quick.
Yeah, it took him about a month. And
he was out.
Drew should have been, let's be honest, why'd you leave? It was probably him, wasn't it?
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
So, Cody and Punk are going to have face-to-face next week, but I thought this was a great segment with Drew and Cody, and everybody's fighting over whose story this is, and you know, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And, I like where all this is heading. I hate that Drew is the odd man out.
Yeah, me
I hate
too.
That so much because, I'm a big Drew guy.
I love Drew McIntyre.
I've been a tried-and-true Drew guy for a minute
since
now.
Since he was the chosen one, so, I've been a Drew McIntyre
That's right.
Guy.
That's right. Vince McMahon knows how to pick them people.
Lucky to be 210 pounds.
He had a banger of a theme song, though.
Oh, yeah. He's great in the ring, but, I mean, he's totally, totally different person now. He's like two of that guy.
You know, I had dinner with Ryan Hill on Tuesday. And he said that Drew doesn't do anything for him.
That's sad.
And I said, check your engine. Give it some gas, bud.
Sad.
You kidding me? This guy should be the pillar.
I love Drew McIntyre.
This guy should
cool.
be the pillar of this damn company. Sorry. 2020 carried a thing. Nobody cared.
Some people like strawberry ice cream. Some people like vanilla.
And some people have broken ass taste buds, and I'm here to tell them.
Oh, that's sad.
If you don't like Drew McIntyre, something wrong with you.
Well, that's fair. I didn't say I don't. I'm just saying.
I don't know. You went awful quick to defend Ryan.
I was just making a point. I don't understand why, but I guess we cut him some slack today.
But Drew McIntyre, Cody Rhodes, they referenced Steven because they did face each other in TNA.
Oh, yeah.
That's the and I'm like, huh. You fellas are jumping around here.
Who won, damn it?
So I thought this was a perfect, in today's era, if you're not a CM Punk or an MJF, this was a perfect, or a John Cena, this was a perfect work shoot promo.
I think so.
You know, because it takes a special, special cat to really ride that lightning bolt. And there's only about three or four of them that can do it.
Yeah, they threaded that needle for sure. Yeah.
And so I thought this was a perfect work shoot. I liked the Drew, you know, he called out what he thought was kind of Cody's hypocrisy. They referenced the old tag team.
It's crazy.
this was, it was like a weird ass version of This Is Your Life in a promo. I know I said this about Christian Cage and Dustin Rhodes, and it was true then. Ironic that it features a Rhodes here again. Two masters of their craft kicking off shows at 8 o'clock, by the way. Just pointing that out.
It's wild. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
There was nothing I didn't like about this promo.
Me neither.
It made me want to see them talk for 15 more minutes.
That would have been cool, I guess. Drew's right, though.
Well, sure he is.
That's right.
But he's going to be the odd man out.
Yeah, he always is.
Him and LA Knight are just getting absolutely bent
over. Maybe next year.
Boy, I've heard that before.
Me too.
Him and LA Knight are just getting bent over a barrel.
What do you do? I'll tell you what you do. Don't derail your storytelling and let The Rock wrestle for not the championship against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. That's what you do.
You're going to be so pissed when this match is
I'm
announced.
So mad. So I'm, now, to be fair, yeah. I'm still going to watch it.
Well, like, sure. I'm not savage animals.
I'm a fucking wrestling fan. I'm going to watch The Rock and Roman Reigns, whether there is a title on the line or not. I will just vehemently stand against it. I will march the streets with a picket sign. I won't because it'll probably be cold and rainy here. But still,
that'd be good content.
I thought it'd be there.
Cut away to that your protest. Yes, we had there was a major
Everybody's
protest
over here. Yeah. I'm out there. There's
a major protest.
A major protest outside. All one person.
Not my
Rock and Roman don't need the title. Not my main event. Ooh,
yes,
that's a good
there it
one.
Is. There it is. Look,
maybe if we push it enough, me and Dave LaGreca can hang out. Because he said he's not going if Cody's not in the main event.
Well, he ain't going to be in the main event. If Dave's right about Roman's schedule.
Me and LaGreca can hang out and have a protest.
If Dave is right, Dave Meltzer, if he's right about Roman's schedule, Cody got the shaft.
It's bullshit.
The big thick one. I hope he Vaseline'd that ass.
Cody, I'm going to need you to go back to AEW, bud. I'm going to need you to go back there.
I hope Cody.
Because it's a new contract, so he can wrestle for the world championship. It's fine.
I hope Cody Vaseline'd that ass. Ugh,
so upset.
Because
he's so upset.
If Dave Meltzer's right about Roman's schedule, that means there's only two places this match can happen. That's WrestleMania or a Saudi show. And I got a feeling I know which one it would be.
I'm going to be upset. I will be upset. Very upset.
Can't wait for you to yell.
Oh, I'm going to yell. It's going to be great.
And it won't be at Vince McMahon.
No, it's going to be at Hunter.
Because Vince McMahon only helps with the business aspects, not the creative aspects.
Uh-huh.
To our knowledge, anyway.
I'm going to yell at Hunter.
Yeah, I'm going to yell at Hunter. Sure.
Let's screw your dude over. Cool.
He's going... He was Vince's dude.
You can tell I'm getting worried. Already getting fired up, ready to yell at Hunter. I like what Hunter's doing.
What else do you want to talk about? Gunther returned.
He came home. He came back.
Came home.
Don't really know who he's going to wrestle next, but that's okay.
It's
going to be Brock Lesnar, probably.
We're hoping it's the country ass kicking.
It better be. Walk away from your ranch for fucking 20 minutes.
That's hard for him to do.
I know. I understand. He likes the ranch work, and it's easy for him because he's a damn gorilla.
He can tame while the bing bang, boys.
Just being honest, he's built like a gorilla.
Yeah, it is like a linebacker made love to a gorilla in a rec room.
It's scary.
Ooh-ee. Walla-walla bing bang.
Walla bing bang?
Walla-walla bing bang.
That's how it goes.
That's the real big bang right there. It's a gorilla and whatever made Brock Lesnar.
Whatever made Brock Lesnar. That's frightening.
Well, like, you've
Is
seen
it McGilla Gorilla?
You've seen his interview on the Pat McAfee show, I'm sure.
Oh, probably, but it's been a minute.
Remember how he just accidentally broke Pat's desk?
Oh, yeah.
And just, he goes, oh, shit.
I want to have wrestlers over here so they can do that and break my stuff. Maybe not my desk, but the couch. It's not that expensive. I'm sorry. The love seat.
Or when he, or, half the fucking couch. Or when he put Wee Man through that table and it went viral.
Oh, yeah.
And the hotel people were reportedly pissed.
Yeah, I bet they were.
But what are you going to say?
And then he pulled out his credit card.
Hey, So, I hope we're building towards Gunther versus Brock Lesnar.
I hope so.
Which, I'm going to tell you now. Maybe not in the world, because New Japan puts on some violent, hard hitters. But in this country for 2024, if both men are into it, that'd be the most violent, hard-hitting, some bitching match you ever saw in 2024. Until
Hangman Page and Swerve Strickland get in the ring later this year, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, for all the dice, the AEW World Heavyweight Championship in a last-man-standing match. Excited.
It won't be a pimple on the ass cheek of Lesnar and Gunther if
I don't know,
it.
Man. I watched that Texas death match right here. Look, I don't know.
Yeah, drinking the blood.
Yeah, all that stuff. Oh my god! Great stuff. I actually watched it, and then the next day I watched it again right here.
And
before the show that week
when he drank the blood, like, legitimately,
I didn't even know what to say.
I was like, oh shit. I was like, that is nasty.
Speechless. I didn't know what to say.
I was like, that is nasty.
I was as speechless as Taz. I've never seen such a thing before.
Yeah, that was, especially with Taz, like, you are.
And he's seen everything.
ECW tried and true, brother. Like we have done it all together.
My God.
All right, what else do you want to talk about on Raw before we get to the main event and then get out of here? Or do you want to get to the main event?
Let's just go to the main event.
Sure.
We're cutting it close to time anyway. Might as well just talk about the main event for 8 minutes.
Seth freaking Rollins defeated the modern day Maharaja.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, gender was hindered.
He was hindered.
Oh, some of us wanted a second Jinder Mahal.
Look, 2024 isn't the year for Jinder Mahal. At least right now.
Well, it could be. There's a long way to go here.
It's early.
I mean,
we got time.
It's early as
it's only January.
It's early as shit.
But as of right now. At this point in 2024.
Modern day Maharaja!
It is not his time. It's not his time.
Modern day Maharaja!
The match was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it proved.
It was serviceable.
It proved why Jinder's a good hand.
Yeah.
Jinder's somebody that you can put in these main event spots or the mid card or the lower mid card. He can open, he can close, he can.
Here, let me stand on a hill again and die on a hill. This is why it doesn't matter that much if they've lost.
But it does.
It does to a point when you have a legendary career and you're trying to use that career to put someone over. If you've lost for a year, that's a problem. However, to fill a spot, I need somebody to wrestle Seth. I need somebody I can trust to wrestle Seth.
Couldn't give him a night off.
Fair, but how long have we been asking for Seth to take a night off because we know he's broken? It's been a minute. Shinsuke comes to mind. And that was a whole, like, other feud ago for Shinsuke. He's had two feuds since then.
Oh, he's
running. I mean, if you count Seth and Cody, he's run through two things.
He's running through feuds like I run, like Taco Bell runs through.
Sounds
me.
Like they're trying to get the most work out of him before something expires. I don't know about his contract situation, but it's all of a sudden. Like, I know Triple H is more in charge now, but all of a sudden he's running through all these feuds with all these people. That might not be a good sign.
Well, there's companies that would love to have him.
I guess I was kind of saying, like, Tony, what the fuck were you even thinking about tweeting and bitching? Like, it's. And it's, I guess this is why I say sometimes a lot of us take this shit too fucking seriously at the end of the day.
Oh, I take it too seriously.
I mean, we all do, but we all need to take a step back and go, it's entertainment. Chill the hell out.
I'm not going to.
Sure, it's a plot hole.
I can't do it.
Wait, it's kind of our job to do that. I'm talking about the IWC, the tribalism, all that bullshit. And the Tony Khan tweet that he shouldn't have tweeted.
Everybody does need to take back from the.
I'm painting a broad brush.
Broad brush.
To fit a certain way that people should be treating pro wrestling. We've talked about this before. It's like the toxic MCU fan. Nothing's ever fucking good enough. It's the toxic Ohio State fan. Nothing's ever fucking good enough. Guess what? Go out there and do it your fucking self. Do it yourself then.
Come try.
If you don't like it, turn it off or do it yourself. Sure, it's great to be able to be on here and speak our mind and tell how we feel. We got a foot in the business. We have a little more credibility than a lot of people that hop on a fucking podcast to talk about pro wrestling. We don't have the credibility of the stars, but we have something to build on. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's why I try to bring in real life shit. Real, like, take a step back for a second. Tony, chill. It's just another reason. And the match with Samoa Joe and Hook just proves another reason why nothing needed to be said about either one from either side, be it Tony, be it Jinder, be it IWC fucking assholes. No one needed to say anything because at the end of the day, sometimes you're just filling time. Sometimes you're doing a favor for one of your best friends in the business's kid. Both of those things happened this week. Jinder Mahal wrestled Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship to fill time, to be rewarded for standing tall and hanging with The Rock. He got a title shot. That's how I see it. Hook, Samoa Joe wants to do a solid for his friend's kid. At the end of the day, if you look at the real life the real life stuff behind all the kayfabe bullshit, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Well, I get that.
I've said a lot of times on this show that people forget some weeks, a lot of weeks really, but some weeks especially, weekly wrestling television is a conveyor belt. We're getting to the next thing. We're getting to the next thing. We're getting to the next thing. There's going to be some weeks that are clunkers because it's the only thing crazy enough to do this 52 weeks a year.
Nothing else does that. Nothing. Nothing.
And when I say 52 weeks a year, I mean we
lost signal again. It's fine.
52 weeks a year in the sense of...
We're still talking, folks. I don't know what happened.
52 weeks a year in the sense of... It's not like once 52 weeks hit, we take some time. We go right back and do it again. Like, there was all the maybe 1 week.
We're just going to talk. It's fine.
There was all maybe 1 week that there to be went on, and even that's still technically new additions because they're best of episodes.
That's fair.
But that's still... Someone in the truck was still having to work that shit on Christmas.
Yeah,
this business doesn't stop, ever. This business does not stop, ever. 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 Forever, ever. And
give him something to look at.
And so...
Oh, look, it's back.
Good. And by the way, let's debut that in the next week or two.
Push bear release. Yeah. You got it.
Next week or two. Let's see what... See what Napper's schedule is.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I want to do that soon. But no, people forget this business for weekly television oftentimes is a conveyor belt because we're getting to the pay-per-view, we're getting to the next thing, we're getting to the next week. We got 52 weeks a year, and there's a TV deal that we have to live up to, and we got to produce some shit. It's the way it is.
And when I bitch and moan about wrestling and everything else as everything cuts out again, cool. It's like, yeah, I want to do this for a living, but at some point, we have to be fucking realistic about things.
It's challenging.
It is challenging, but like we have to be realistic sometimes. Even in the kayfabe world of professional wrestling, take off your 3-letter cap or 4-letter cap, depending on what side of the globe you live on.
Sure.
And appreciate wrestling for what it is. This is another McCarthy PSA. There's something there. If you sit through the bullshit, I think that's what people have forgotten. There's a lot. Oh, look, we're back again. Cool. There's a lot of bullshit. I've been watching this stuff since 1999, pretty much religiously.
Yeah.
Always aware of it prior to that, but didn't become a fan until 1999.
Can't ever quit.
I have sat through so much bullshit. Even when I stopped watching for a minute, I'm still checking results. Still seeing what's, I got to go back and watch that. I have to.
Because we can't.
But there was so much like, oh, this is fucking terrible. I can't sit here for 3 hours and fucking watch this. then it was like, all right, I'm checking results the day after, and I'll watch it on DVR if it's good.
We can't ever stop.
We can never stop. But there's something there. There's something rewarding in every wrestling show, even if 75% of a three-hour Raw is god-awful.
There's something
in there. There is something in there to grab your attention.
I agree. 100%.
It's the same with Dynamite. If Dynamites are fun. It's rare that they're not. Yep. But even on those non-fun kind of episodes, there's something in there for 15 minutes that was.
I know we got to go, but I'll tell this real quick, and then I'll give you some final words, and then I'll wrap it up. I was talking to a buddy of mine, big wrestling fan, well, big WWE fan. Doesn't watch. I keep trying to get him to watch other products. Watch other products. Watch them. Try them.
Not gonna hurt you.
And he's one of those ones, and I'm not disrespecting him. If he happens to be watching, he probably knows who I'm talking about. Or if he happens to catch it later, because he's one of the ones that will go through and listen to our show. Not disrespecting you at all, brother. Just going to tell the story as I hear it. Meaning, he may not mean it this way, but here's how I take it. Oh, I see what they do on social media and TikTok, and it's just not for me. And I tried watching it, and it's just too violent. And, you know, and because AEW has a bigger edge than WWE.
Yes, does. They do.
And he's very, in my opinion, he's very tribalistic to WWE, and he's very... very attached to their way of doing things. And as someone that was in that bubble for a long time, I get it. But I keep trying to, and I told him we were having this discussion because we have it every couple weeks. You know, something comes up by wrestling and just kind of shifts, boom, boom, boom. Because he'll be talking to me and I'll be like, you know, it's just, and I'll take it to another company. We like to playfully banter with each other about it. And I told him last week when we had the discussion again, and we'll have it again in a month or so, I'm sure. I literally pretty much quoted you. I said, there's something on AEW, and this applies to every company for that matter, but there's something on AEW for everybody. If there are moments where it's too gory for you, and they've had weeks like that, moments like that.
I mean, not for me, but yeah, sure.
But for the normal person.
For the
people that aren't sick like me, yeah. Because I was like, because he likes the fact that there's not a whole lot of blood in WWE, and I was like, there are moments where I miss the blood so much, it requires it. And he goes, there's never been one time where I felt like more pulled in because they're bleeding. And I was like, I guess you're not a sick bleep like me. Because I love it.
There is a point, because I will say there's probably has not been many a time that anyone has instantly changed the channel because of the amount of blood. But
it can be overdone.
Although the advent of DVR, I'll watch that later. There's that.
It can always be overdone. And
I get it. I mean, sure. Probably your age, I'm going to assume.
He's a little younger than me.
A little younger? Like, all right.
Three or four years.
You know, I can accept that. I mean, probably didn't watch the I Quit match between The Rock and Mick Foley live. Probably didn't watch the Hell in the second ever
He's very much a modern fan.
Yeah, so I'm trying to put it into perspective.
He's very much, I think he started watching around, because again, he's a couple years younger than me, but I think he really got into it around 07, 08.
Okay. So yeah, I could see where, I mean.
You know, and that's right around the time that Vince is starting to dial down the edge. And so, of course, it's making him money hand over fist.
Hi, Buster.
And it makes him money hand over fist, and so I get it.
Bro.
Buster.
Buster, what happened?
Buster, we'll wrap up in like five minutes.
There's
homie.
Nobody here, bud.
Just give me a second.
Jesus
Christ,
babe.
Just give me a second, Buster. 5 minutes, bro, promise. 5 minutes. You give me till 8:10, I promise you. What's up, Buster?
He thought someone's
but no, it was it, so yeah. I keep kind of, you know, just watch it for a couple weeks. And I guarantee you, if you watch it for, because you can't do 1 week, because that's
you have to. I would say a good 4 weeks.
Yeah, I said watch it for a couple weeks, and I said for anything you don't like, I guarantee you there's going to be two or three things you like. This is great.
Well, and it sounds like he relies more on social media than actual shows, because sure, they use blood more, but like, not really. On Dynamite, they don't bleed as much as people think.
No, he's a like he compared it to ECW, and this is where I think he's way off base. Number one, the amount of blood's not comparable to ECW. Number two, ECW is remembered for being brutal and bloodthirsty to the because that's what sticks out. But there was great wrestling in ECW. I mean, great iconic careers of great wrestlers, in-ring workers were launched there. And so it's just one of those things that what goes viral, right? What goes viral, what do you see? You know, like the, I remember he reached out to me the next day after the death match. Because, I mean, yeah, that is a bridge pretty far. I'm not going to lie to you on that. Like,
I mean, as a connoisseur of horror movies, it's great.
You know, and so, it was pretty squeamish. But I'm trying hard to, like, and I was like, maybe, all right, maybe AEW's not your thing. But watch TNA, watch New Japan, watch Ring of Honor, watch, there's so much out there. I think
the perfect time for him to have watched AEW was during the Continental Classic.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I think that was there. If you want wrestling, there you go.
Well, and that's kind of what, like, at the end of the day, yeah, storylines matter. Yeah, character matters so people can attach to you. What is this called? What is this called? What do you call this? Is it called pro what?
I call it pro wrestling.
Wrestling yeah. that we call it that?
Yeah, I call it that.
And I don't know who it is. I'm not trying to besmirch your buddy.
No, he's
a
good dude. Just wrestling. A little too tribalistic.
Wrestling. It's inherently violent. Have you never seen anyone wrestle somebody in the Olympics or anything? It's inherently violent.
Oh yeah.
Why are we wanting the violence out of it? And WWE is not as nonviolent as people think. They're having some bangers out there. Gunther comes to mind.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar's
a violent dude. Now, do they not bleed?
Degree.
Sure, they don't bleed. They still get pretty violent on WWE television.
I wish they bled.
Just trying to, like, play devil's advocate. Like, sure, just AEW bleed more. Yeah. Who's over in WWE right now? Cody. Who brought the AEW style to WWE? Cody.
I told him because it all started because I sent him the discussion started because I sent him a snap of Jon Moxley.
Bleeding like a stuck pig, probably.
And he's a big Roman Reigns guy, and I'm not a big Roman Reigns guy, as you know.
Fair.
And so I sent him a playful snap of Battle in the Valley, a quick little snippet of...
Yeah.
Because I love Jon Moxley's New Japan entrance, because it's got that real hard, heavy beat. Like, it's not Wild Thing. It's some sort of dark, sinister... I've been the Death Rider theme is badass, but I was like the best member of the Shield, and so just being playful, right? And so it led out from there because I said the reason I think Jon Moxley is the best member of the Shield is because he's the most authentic member of the Shield. Jon Moxley doesn't look like he's playing a character. Jon Moxley feels
that's him.
He feels as real as the day is long.
Yes.
Where we don't know why Seth Rollins laughs like the Joker.
Because it's fun.
But
that's what I'm going to assume. Yeah,
right, but that's what you have to assume. And, you know, Roman Reigns probably doesn't really have an island of relevancy that he honestly lives on.
Probably not.
We probably would have seen it by now.
Maybe.
But this tough, mean, kind of antisocial guy from Cincinnati, that feels real. That feels very authentic.
Because it is.
And as you know, that's because you and I even battled over this. I want my wrestling to feel as real as it can feel because I think the best wrestling is what feels authentic, and that's why I'm such a Moxley fan. It's because there's been times, but it's so rare during his career, even in the Dean Ambrose days, where it feels like he's playing a legitimate character.
Yeah,
because even if you compare Dean Ambrose to Jon Moxley, that feels like a watered-down version of him, not a completely new version of him.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of took on from there. And in an interesting discussion to have, how, I guess, because you and I are kind of a different generation compared, even in that 3 or 4 years in wrestling, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
The generations look at it so different. So I hope everybody gives AEW or every company a shot.
Give every company a shot. Give your local indie companies a shot. There's something there for you.
Yep, absolutely. There's
nothing like pro wrestling. You know what's funny? Me and Jason were talking about this the other day. He didn't understand why the Now show feels so different from the ASWA shows. And I put it plainly. Pro wrestling is the only form of entertainment where it will be absorbed and enjoyed differently in every setting that you're in.
Yep, absolutely.
You can be watching 100%. At home, you're going to absorb it and enjoy it differently than when you're at the arena. 100%. If you're watching a gym show, you're going to absorb and experience everything different than a fair show. Gym show, everybody paid to be there. They're there for the wrestling. Fair show, you're trying to grab people for 10 minutes.
Come on in here.
And then make them stay for an hour after. So it's like a totally different crowd. Yep. It was really cool that that actually came up, and now this fits that conversation, how me and Jason talked. There's maybe you need to go to an AEW show. Those shows are stupid fun.
Oh,
I don't have fun like that at WWE shows.
I told him, because we communicate pretty regularly. We're close friends. I told him, I said, I like going to WWE shows. I look forward to the next one I go to.
Yeah.
I am itching to get back to an AEW show.
AEW's fun. They're so fun.
I'm itching
to
get back
fun.
To
it. Even all the bitching and moaning I did from the assholes that were in front of me and Jason last time, it's so much fun.
But we're just about out of time. We've gone a little, well, not over because we started a hair late.
That's true. It's about even.
So, you got any final words before we get out of here?
I think that's about it, man. I think I'm all worded out.
Next week, watch wrestling. Next week.
Acronyms. Not letters. Watch wrestling.
Next week, we will talk Royal Rumble predictions. We'll break that down in depth. Who we got. I already know my pick for the men's. I'm still trying to figure out my pick for the women's.
I haven't even thought about it yet.
I know who I'm picking for the men. It would have to be a shocking week for my opinion to change, but I'll watch and see.
Fair.
So I look forward to breaking all that down and making our predictions for all that. We will also talk next week. I want to talk a little NWA. They're getting ready to debut on the CW app, and I want to touch on that and break that down a little bit. We're gonna hopefully break down Collision as we were talking to Napper this morning. Hopefully, we'll break down Collision.
Hopefully. That'd be nice.
So I want to talk a little NWA next week in terms of they're getting ready to start on the CW, and I think we ought to touch on that. We're going to break down Collision. Of course, we're going to predict the Rumble. And maybe we'll even play a game of
Push Barry Release. Yeah, I like that.
So with that, again, McCarthy, any final words?
No, that's about it.
All right, well.
Oh, wait, this to... Weird that the camera keeps cutting out, but it's fine. We'll figure it out before the 10th, probably.
We'll figure it out.
That's when it matters.
That's when it really matters. So with that, we will see you next week. I'm going to wait for this fine gentleman to take me home. Then I'm going to go probably watch some Ring of Honor because it's Thursday and they dropped a new episode, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
I have to share that info with me, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. Scratching backs over here. We got each other's back like a butt crack, and there ain't a whole lot we can do about it.
Yeah, get on the program, Travi.
So until then, until next week, we'll see you in the ring. Ding, ding.
Because I got Travis echoes if I'm not, like, over here paying attention to him talking, so I got to turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Matches up in front of you.
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop fucking me a second.